So this is the fourth week that we are continuing to hear from the Bread of Life discourse. We've heard that over and over again in the past couple of weeks. About 3 weeks back, we began with a reflection on the multiplication of the loaves. You remember that. Then for the last 2 weeks, we've been hearing about how Jesus is the Bread of Life, and this whole conversation with his hearers about how this bread is different from the bread that God gave to the people of Israel in the desert. This is different. This bread takes you to eternity. And then today, the emphasis is on the real presence of Christ in the bread and wine. Now we have to remember, and we must understand, that by the time John's gospel is written, which is clearly a good 50, 60 years after the resurrection of Jesus, the Eucharist has already been established in the Christian community. It is the worship of the community. And people are still trying to understand what this means. One of the main questions that people around the Christians asked is, really, you actually eat the flesh and blood of the Son of Man? And it's a good question, isn't it? How many people even today wonder if the bread and wine is indeed the real presence of Christ? We still struggle with it. The other issue is that a parallel dominant culture of the time was Gnosticism. It's more than a culture, it's a spiritual movement. And Gnosticism, the Gnostics, believed more in the indwelling presence of Christ rather than the physical presence of Christ. So you had John addressing that issue in today's gospel. People asking, how can this man give us his flesh to eat and blood to drink? And what is John's reply? John says, my flesh is true food. My blood is true drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me and I in him. He's trying to emphasize the reality of Christ's presence in the Eucharist. Having said all this, today I want to approach our readings from the perspective of wisdom. And that's why I drew your attention at the beginning to the idea of wisdom and foolishness and wise and ignorance, that whole dichotomy that we might have. So I'm going to address this homily from the perspective of wisdom. I'm taking the lead from today's first reading from Proverbs, where wisdom is personified. Wisdom is not something, wisdom is somebody. And strangely, wisdom is personified as a feminine person. Wisdom is called she, and it's a great way of finding this feminine side of God, if there is, if you want to call that. Wisdom is personified as a feminine figure setting up her house and her table and the meat and the wine and inviting people to come and partake in a feast. Anybody who's simple, anybody who wants understanding is welcome to this feast. Wisdom is setting up a feast. So my development of my 3 points is based on this idea of wisdom and the feast. Bring that together. So first of all, wisdom. Let's try to understand wisdom. What is wisdom? In general, wisdom is the practical knowledge on how to live well. Wise people, they know how to navigate the complexities of life. Where does wisdom come from? Wisdom is passed on through the generations. In the olden times, we said the sages passed the wisdom on to the people. So wisdom is this collective experience of successive generations that is passed on from one generation to the other. In the Hebrew Bible, though, wisdom is more than just the collective wisdom of humanity. The source of wisdom is God. More importantly, wisdom is the way God acts in the world. And this is crucial. In the scriptures and for today's homily, it's very crucial that wisdom in the scriptures is understood as how God acts in the world. How God would act in the world if God was one of us. Now, in the New Testament, Paul and other writers identify Jesus as the wisdom of God. So remember, wisdom is personified. Who is wisdom? Jesus is the wisdom of God. If Jesus is the wisdom of God, and wisdom is how God would act in the world, it means this, that we already know how God would act, because we know that through Jesus. Jesus, his words, his life, the way he acted, the way he related to people, his priorities, his faith, his values, his sacrifice, his suffering, and his death all point to the wisdom of God. Today we are here at this Eucharist. Jesus is the wisdom of God. Jesus shows how he would act, God would act in the world. And today we are being invited by wisdom. It really means that Jesus is inviting us to a way of life. Wise people cannot ignore this feast. The Eucharist is where we encounter the wisdom of God, Jesus, who is the wisdom of God. And this presence is real. Wisdom here is real. It's not some symbolic thing. This is the real presence. And if you are humble, and if you're simple, and if you are willing to allow God to tell you what it means to live wisely, then scripture says to us, please come. Please come. So Jesus, the wisdom of God, and one look at the Gospels, we know what Jesus is and how Jesus acted in the world, and through him we know how God acts in the world. So that's the first point. Secondly, and this is the more practical implication for today, if we are wise, what's the next thing that we must do? Or if we want to become wise, what is the next thing we must do? And I'm going to refer to today's second reading. Paul tells his audience, the Ephesians, please put aside ignorance. And he's inviting us to be wise. But to really understand today's second reading, we must go back to last Sunday's reading. I don't know if you remember last Sunday's reading from the Ephesians, but Paul was talking to them about, you know, not acting in selfishness and in anger, but respecting one another and loving one another. And then Paul continues. He says, so be imitators of God as beloved children and live in love. So be imitators of God. Do we know how God would live in the world? Yes, we know because of Jesus. That was my first point. And now Paul says, so be imitators of God and live in love. Isn't that how Jesus lived? What's the first thing that comes to our mind when we think of Jesus? Love. So be imitators of God and live in love. And then Paul continues in today's reading. He says, watch carefully how you live. Because he's already asking us to live like Christ, to imitate Christ. So he says, watch carefully how you live, not as foolish persons, but as wise, making the most of the opportunity because the days are evil. Therefore, do not continue in ignorance, but try to understand what is the will of the Lord. And in Jesus Christ, we know what is the will of God. So the connection between today's readings and today's first and second reading is so obvious. Paul is inviting us to be wise and not be foolish. And how can we be wise? By imitating Christ. If Jesus is the wisdom of God, then there is wisdom in trying to be like Christ. Now, this is so wonderful today that we have Elaine here being baptized today. Why would a young couple bring their little baby to church except for the fact that they want this child to be so filled with the life of Christ? The greatest responsibility that these two young people have here is to teach this child what it means to imitate Christ. Don't we want that for all our children? And if you teach her that, you're being wise. And your child will be wise. We don't have to reinvent the world on how to live life. Jesus has already shown us that. But in baptism, this child is being invited to be wise, to imitate Christ and to live accordingly. We have a very famous parish line here which says, think like Jesus, talk like Jesus, and act like Jesus. I think it's an invitation to live wisely. It's not just a tagline. It's a way of life. Imitate Christ, Paul says. And in imitating Christ as wisdom, not only for ourselves, not only for Elaine, but for the entire world. And you and I know how far away we are in imitating Christ. Gosh. The wars, the violence, the killing, the oppression of people. This is not how God wants us to live in this world. This is not what God intended for us. But I don't think, in spite of all our intellectual knowledge, I don't know if we are wise people. Thirdly, point here, I want to extend an invitation to you, but let me begin it this way. You know that Pope Francis has declared the year 2015 and 16, from 8th of December 2015 to the Feast of Christ the King 2016, which is the liturgical year of the Church, he has declared it a Jubilee of Mercy. We've heard about this many times, and I think people are excited about it. In preparation for this jubilee, he released a document and is entitled Misericordiae Vultus, or the face of God. This document begins with the words, Jesus Christ is the face of the Father's mercy. Jesus Christ is the face of the Father's mercy. How many times we look at a baby and say, oh my gosh, she looks just like mommy, just like daddy. Jesus Christ looks like the Father. He shows us the face of the Father. And what's the face of the Father? Mercy. In other words, Jesus Christ personified the Father's mercy. If you wanted to know what mercy looks like, look at Jesus. If wisdom is the knowledge of how God acts in the world, then mercy is God's way of being in the world. Now, as you walked into church today, and here's my invitation part, you saw the poster that merely read, Merciful Discipleship. And it's because our parish community would like to embrace this theme that Pope Francis is putting out and celebrate all of next year as a year of mercy, year of merciful discipleship. We are followers of Christ. But you want to do it like Jesus did, being the face of mercy in our families, in our world, in our church. So we are having this retreat. Many of you have been. Last year we had 500 people, 520 people this retreat. So we are having this retreat on the 12th of September. It's from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. We've invited Father Gregory Hiley. He is the Dean of the Aquinas Institute of Theology in St. Louis. And the staff and I, we all drove up to St. Louis to meet with Father Gregory Hiley. He's a great homilist, because he actually teaches homiletics at the Institute. So great homilist, very down to earth, very practical, a Dominican priest, and we've invited him to come and help us reflect on the Pope's invitation for the Jubilee. The reason we invited him is because he wrote a book on the preaching of Pope Francis. So he is some kind of an authority on Pope Francis, and he's coming to help us reflect on what it means for us to do two things. First, to receive God's mercy. Can you imagine what it would be to live without God's mercy? How many of us beat ourselves up and say, my gosh, I'm such a sinner. And in one sense, that's true, but imagine letting the mercy of God come and cleanse us and give us our dignity and give us our Christian pride. And then to share this mercy with other people. So it's my earnest request to you, if you're a parishioner, you've already received a letter from us inviting you to the retreat. You've already received a letter with a registration card. And if you're not a parishioner, you're visiting and you would like to be part of this, I have these registration cards over here. I would like you to, you know, fill it up and send it to us. Just put it in the collection basket. There's no cost to this retreat. We want everyone to be able to participate. If you register, you will receive a Merciful Discipleship t-shirt. And lunch is free at the end of it all. We're going to just gather together as a community and celebrate who we are. So it's just going to be a fabulous day, I think, for us to reflect on the wisdom of God that is shown through mercy. Children above the ages of 3 all the way up to 9 will have their own little retreat. The Spanish speaking people will have their own segment of the retreat. And all of us will get together to be the mercy of God. So please mark your calendars. It's the Saturday after Labor Day, the 12th of September, and I hope that many of you will come to this retreat. Just like wisdom invites us to the feast, just like Paul invites us to be wise, I am earnestly inviting each one of you to come and reflect on the meaning of the mercy of God. And may we experience both the mercy of God and then live wisely in the world. People of God said, Amen.